Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
So I'm sure you recognize that voice. That's the voice of Leonard Cohen. And I wonder when he started singing. I wonder when he was doing at his childhood house, when he was up in his bedroom trying to write poetry. Well, that childhood house, Leonard Cohen's childhood house, is for sale. It's at 599 Belmont Avenue in Upper Westmount. It's listed at $1.5 million. And Brian McQuigan is the real estate agent handling the sale. Hello.
Hi. Yes.
Sorry. I just had to cough there. I got a tickle in my throat. Okay. So, what's this house like?
Oh, it's a very, very beautiful house in excellent condition. It's probably changed a little bit since Leonard Cohen lived in it, because they've opened up the dining room to the large kitchen, which originally had the maid's room back there. But it backs out onto Murray Park. There's a gate at the end of the garden, and you just go out to the park, and you can play tennis, you can play anything. And it's got a great basement for couples if they want offices, because there's two great offices down there. It shows very well, and it's immaculate in condition.
Can you describe the style? What the sort of period was it built?
It was built in 1925, approximately.
Okay.
So it's 85 years old.
Big porch in the front?
Pardon?
A big porch. It has a nice big porch in the front.
Yes, it does have a big porch in the front, which is in excellent condition. And it has, off one of the rooms upstairs, it's got a nice finished sunroom. Not large, but it's a great place to sit out and read a book or something and look into the garden and the park.
How would it compare to other houses on that street?
It's similar to a lot of them. It's a lot brighter than some. It's a very bright house, an extremely bright house, and it's a great little street, because it's like a cul-de-sac coming off Westmount Avenue, so there's no traffic to speak of.
So how are you marketing it?
Oh, we're doing our regular things. We're doing the open houses. We've had a number of those. We've had lots of showings. We're marketing it in the newspapers, in the local newspaper.
And are you telling people that it's Leonard Cohen's family home?
Yes, we do mention that in the description of the property.
And what impact does that have on people who might want to buy?
Well, we do get some sightseers, I must say that. But other than that, it's interesting to people to think that he did live there.
Mm-hmm. And do you screen at all? Do you take just anybody through it, or would you make people?
No. Well, we get people's names and things like that, but. No, but if they phone us, we know who they are and their phone numbers and things like that. So that's our form of screening.
Okay. What
an interesting thing was that the present owner bought from someone 5 years ago, and that person, when he bought it from the Cohen family, I mean, Leonard Cohen had moved out and gone to L.A. and wherever else, and in the back, one of the back rooms, there was sheet music. Handwritten sheet music of some of his great songs, and an old guitar. So they contacted him in L.A. and said, "What do you want us to do with these?" He said, "Whatever you'd like to do with them. You keep them. They're yours. If you want to throw them out, throw them out." But so they didn't throw them out. They kept them, and that's a treasured memory.
Will they stay with the house?
No. They've gone with the old owner. No,
okay.
No, he didn't leave it with the house. So.
Okay. What kind of interest have you had in the home?
We have a lot of interest, but we haven't come up with the right price yet.
Okay. $1.5 million, I guess, is your asking price.
$1.5 million, yes.
Okay. Well, we'll follow this. Thanks, Mr. McQuigan.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Bye.
That's Brian McQuigan. He's a Montreal real estate agent with the McQuigan Pepin Agency, and he's handling the sale of Leonard Cohen's childhood home at 599 Belmont in Westmount. You can check out our Facebook page for the full listing. Our Facebook page is at Home Run Show. And, if you have any memories, text me, 22CBC, 22222. You can email us, homerun@cbc.ca.
Everybody talking to their pockets, everybody.
there wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows.